Support for this KQED podcast comes from Stanford Blood Center. Stanford Blood Center is a proud supporter of KQED and encourages you to support local patients by donating blood. Learn more at bloodcenter.stanford.edu.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. If you get health insurance through Covered California, that's the state's Obamacare marketplace, your rates are going up next year. The good news is that statewide, it's only going up an average of 4%, which is fairly modest. The bad news, depending on where you live, it could be a lot more. The California Report's health reporter April Domboski explains.
Health insurance rates vary by region. On average, premiums in Southern California will go up less than 2%. Covered California Executive Director Peter Lee says this is evidence that the agency's negotiating power under Obamacare is working.
If you're in Los Angeles County and you shop around and switch the lowest price plan, you could see your premiums go down 11%.
It's a different story in Northern California. People here will see their rates increase 7%. That's because there's less competition among providers, giving doctors and hospitals more power to charge insurers higher prices. Take the Santa Cruz area, where premium rates will spike 13%. Covered California's Peter Lee blamed local doctors focused on their own bottom line.
Is it the case that healthcare really costs that much more in Santa Cruz and Monterey? Are people sicker? I don't think so. I've seen folks surfing in Santa Cruz. They look pretty healthy. It's not because of the health plans. It's because of the underlying delivery system.
There's good news for people in rural parts of the state. Many counties in the Central Valley or the far north that had only one plan to choose from will soon have two or three. This was especially problematic for people who lived along the Oregon or Nevada borders. That one plan didn't allow people to cross state lines to see a doctor.
Sometimes people were driving many hours in order to get care.
Beth Capel is with the consumer advocacy group Health Access.
We're thinking about folks in places like Susanville and the like, where it's easier to get care in Reno than it is in California.
Starting next year, those people can choose another carrier that offers coverage beyond state borders. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.
Shark fin soup will remain off the menu at California restaurants. It's a traditional Chinese dish, but a state law banned the sale or possession of shark fins in 2013. Yesterday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco upheld the law, saying it's in line with federal conservation efforts. Opponents argued that the law exceeded the state's authority. They said it's the federal government that regulates fishing, and the feds don't ban the sale of shark fins. The Salinas Valley is known as the salad bowl of the world. It also sits about an hour and a half south of Silicon Valley, the tech center of the world. The two valleys hope to forge a relationship that will together make them a leader in the emerging industry of ag tech. From KAZU in Monterey County, Krista Almazan explains.
I'm standing in front of the new Taylor Farms building in downtown Salinas, a company built on three generations of farming. It's a fixture in the Salinas Valley.
And in a shift from the past to the future, part of the first floor of this building will be home to a new center for innovation and technology. Bruce Taylor is the CEO of Taylor Farms, which produces bagged salads and fresh-cut vegetables.
What we're trying to do as an industry, right, reduce the number of pesticides we use. We're trying to automate more of the labor functions. And it goes from planting to all the way through processing to distribution.
He says the ag industry is looking to tech for solutions to these problems, which brings us to the giant tent set up recently on the street in front of Taylor Farms' new building. It's the type of tent you'd find at an outdoor wedding, except this one is filled with techies and farmers.
The wedding analogy is appropriate.
That's Paul Noglos of Forbes, which recently put on this conference bringing together ag and tech.
We have a coming together of two valleys, the Salinas Valley and Silicon Valley.
This union comes after several years of courtship. Agriculture in the Salinas Valley is for the most part a family business, and business is often done with people you know. So Silicon Valley entrepreneurs have traditionally been treated with a dose of skepticism. John Hartnett is with SVG Partners, an investment firm that the city of Salinas hired to change that.
The tech industry has to earn the respect of the ag industry and also demonstrate, you know, what we're doing. And also listen to the challenges of the industry.
And why are entrepreneurs interested in ag tech?
If you look at investment in this area, last year in 2014, there was $2.5 billion invested in ag tech. The previous year was like $0.9 billion, so it's a growing area.
And he says this year, spending on ag tech is predicted to be $4.2 billion. Dan Marash is a former investment banker turned tech entrepreneur who is hoping to grab some of that cash. His startup, California Safe Soil, recycles food waste from grocery stores and turns it into fertilizer for farms. He says farmers have been receptive to his idea, but
the burden of proof is on the entrepreneur. You have to think of all the issues and answer all the questions.
The questions that farmers may have, which brings us to the fact that pitching farmers is different than pitching investors. To that end, SVG Partners started an accelerator, an investment and mentorship program that focuses on ag tech startups.
The next big thing isn't going to happen in Palo Alto.
And if all goes as planned, the hope is the next big thing in ag tech will be happening in Salinas. For the California Report, I'm Krista Almanzon.
And finally, after that story about a blooming relationship in the Salinas Valley, here's a story about breaking up and how to deal with it on the campaign trail in San Jose. The Mercury News reports that City Councilman Osh Kara is running for State Assembly against Santa Clara County Board of Ed member Darcy Green, who just happens to be his ex-girlfriend. We expect the campaign to stick to the issues at hand, but just know that if these two end up in a debate, it probably won't be their first. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, July 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queena Kim.
Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue, 'cause breaking up is hard to do.
This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bracamontes and Velocic PC, San Francisco trial lawyers protecting the injured and wrongfully terminated, fighting for tenants' rights. BVLawSF.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.